Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
957 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. And hopefully everybody out there is having a very pleasant Luke evening as we continue to roll through a big Lugowski.
Luke evening.
Yes, we are in the middle of a big Lugowski.
The big Lugowski.
Thank you. Which is a 5-hour after hours, and I have you till midnight this evening. Program alert, by the way. Saturday night, game 5. A night that I believe the Knicks are going to win the championship. Yours truly, Positive Tommy, will be on the air starting at 11 o'clock. My guy, Tony Gallo, Anthony Gallo, AG, dude, digital, works on the Carton Show. Looks like the kind of guy that would walk around with a hacky sack. Great guy. Big soccer fan, by the way. And we'll get to the World Cup coming up a little later here, my soccer fans out there. And I know there's a lot of you. And the World Cup is here in North America. The finals will be at MetLife. It's gotten started now, USA and Paraguay tomorrow night at SoFi. I will give you my predictions for Team USA, and I'll give you a couple of teams that I think could ultimately end up winning the World Cup. But that'll be at the back end of the show, but you want to check that out later. But on Saturday night, it will be Gallo on, I think around 7 or 8 o'clock. He's going to host for a few hours, and then I will join him for a little bit in that 11 o'clock hour, and then I'll take over till, I want to say 3 o'clock. I should have wrote this down, but it's either like 2 or 3 o'clock. Either way, no biggie. I'll be on to the wee hours, celebrating a championship victory for our Knicks. Speaking of the Knicks, it is now time for the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night, presented by Corona. La Playa awaits.
Ananobi will inbound. Nobody guarding the inbound pass. They might just go flat for Jalen Brunson, allow him to operate at the top, 1-on-1. Brunson gets it, fires up a three. Drop, no good, the tip, it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! With 1.2 remaining, Knicks take the lead. OG Ananobi, it's 107-106.
Chills, goosebumps, a play that will live in New York sports allure. It's on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest plays we've ever seen in the history of this town. Now, when you listen to the great Mike Breen on that call, he did something there. When OG got that bucket, he said, it's good, it's good, it's good. He did three of them. And we've talked about this before, and Mike Breen has talked about it on the Roommates podcast hosted by Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and the idea of a triple bang. We know Breen's signature bang, the solo bang. Once in a while, he'll whip out a double bang. We even got a premature bang earlier in the Eastern Conference Finals. But we've never heard a triple bang. And I wonder out loud, if Brunson makes that three, do we get the first ever triple bang? Because he had mentioned, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'll break it out if you guys win a championship in the finals in that right moment, you know, game-winning shot. And usually the bangs are on threes, jump shots, long shots, and a tip-in. I wonder if Mike had it all ready to go in the holster, the triple bang, and Ananobi tips it in, and he's like, I don't want to do the triple bang here, and he went with that.
It's gone! It's gone! It's gone!
Right, he went with three it's goods, and maybe he had three bangs ready to go for the three. Once the three didn't go in, he, like the rest of us, was just totally stunned, and he was in between a bang and a good. And he went with good. And hopefully it was a good bang. And if you can get a good triple bang in there, by all means. I mean, a good solo bang is great. If you could get a good double bang in, wonderful. If you could get a good triple bang in, it's probably early on in the relationship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call.
Sex.
It's after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Chesky in Queens on the fan. What's up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you.
I got it.
Chesky, where are you joining us from, Queens?
Yes, hello.
Yes, there you are. I thought you might have been joining us from underwater there
hello?
For a second, but you
no,
just were not.
I apologize.
All good. No apologies needed.
I wanted to, obviously I'm ecstatic with what happened last night, but I heard you earlier explain why you were so positive after when they were down by 29 because they were hitting everything, so it was bound to go the other way.
Yeah.
But you even admitted in that context that it was bound to go back, but not the other extreme. And the only reason that they won even by one point was it went the opposite way. That's like a one in a million. That's like that couldn't have been expected.
So you're saying there's a chance. I didn't say, you never say that it's expected. I just have belief they're going to win, and I laid out, and that was only one of the reasons. The other was this team always fights. The 3-point shot, it allows big comebacks. We've seen the Knicks have a bunch of these. 22 points with 8 minutes to go, they came back on the Cavs. This was two quarters they had to get, and that the lead, I know 29 is bigger than 22 or 27 would be bigger than 22, but you still had more time and a more of a runway to come back in that game. I saw the Spurs tiring. I saw the Knicks gaining steam, gaining momentum, and I thought if it ever got close, because I said on the radio, Chesky, chip away, get it to 15, get it to 10, get it to 5 under 3 minutes, get it close. So I had that mentality of if you could just chip away, inch closer and closer and closer. We have seen throughout this series that in those clutch moments, the Knicks know how to finish and the Spurs don't.
Oh, the only thing I would say is that, listen, that's totally true, but you definitely can't compare them to Cleveland because Cleveland is much better. San Antonio's a lot better than Cleveland. Also,
they are, but they weren't.
You know
they weren't in the second half.
So stupidly, they keep shooting the threes.
Yeah.
When they were up so big.
No, it wasn't stupid. It was arrogance. It was arrogance.
Yeah, all right, you're right. Okay,
they were arrogant.
I guess so.
Because you know why? They hit so many in the first half, and they figured, we're going to come out here, we're going to shoot 80% again, we're going to win by 50, we're going to silence all these celebrities
the
and win.
Meaning, they don't have to shoot 80%, they have to shoot, let's say, 30. In other words, if they went even badly, they would still win by 10 points. The problem is they went...
my point is when you shoot...
Real extreme.
But when you shoot 80%, the market correction would be to shoot a very low percentage. So that it rounds out to still a very high percentage.
Right.
They weren't going to... I think, Chesky, my point overall here, and perhaps I'm not articulating it properly, but I think I am, is that a lot of... I think Knicks fans were down in that first half. And I'm not saying the Knicks played a great game, but the Spurs played out of their minds, and I did not think they were going to duplicate that in the second half. And I've seen this Knicks team over the years, twice in Boston last year, once against Cleveland this year, and now last night, I've seen them have the ability to take big leads and evaporate them. I saw the Pacers do it a lot last year. We're going to find out watching basketball now that 20-point lead, 25-point lead, especially if you have the firepower and you have the heart and the determination and the grit and the passion to do this, you are going to be able to knock down those type of leads. And we're going to see these leads. This is the largest one in finals history. Who knows how long it's going to last? Probably not long, because I see these type of comebacks being more part of the sport. You see it throughout the league, throughout the season. You look one time, the team's up 30. 5 seconds later, they're up 5. That's just the way the league is. Everybody's chucking up threes. The Spurs were hitting their threes. They got a big lead. The Knicks weren't making shots. Second half, Spurs couldn't buy a bucket, and they kept shooting threes, which was, I would have just fed the ball to Wemby in the down low, and they started to do that, but when they started to do that, the game and the momentum and the pendulum had already swung in the Knicks' favor, and it was too little too late. Or, had they done that earlier, they probably would have secured the victory. But I also, and this was part of my confidence, was I don't think the Spurs are ready for this moment. I don't think they know how to handle success at this level. Mitch Johnson has had an awful, awful, awful series. De'Aaron Fox should be sent packing. That's how bad of a mistake he had at the end of that game. Not pulling the ball. I mean, game wasn't over, but if he gets fouled there and he hits a couple of free throws, or even if he hits one, it changes the whole dynamic of that game. But instead, he thought he could outrun OG. He found out quickly he can't. And it goes down as one of the biggest brain farts or just too much arrogance and confidence on his part. You should know that. And look, it's a young team, but he's a veteran. If there was anybody on that squad that actually gets real minutes, that has experience, it's him. And you would expect of anybody for De'Aaron Fox to know better, and he didn't. And he made a big mistake. And a lot of this is, I think the Spurs are overconfident. They think this is their time to get crowned as champions. And at times, a lot of times, they've been the best team in the series. And perhaps Kenny Atkinson is sitting there saying, analytically, the Spurs are up 3-1. But the problem is we don't score it based on analytics. We don't score it based on who had the biggest lead in the game or who's played the most, who's had the most quarters that have gone in their favor, who's played the best in the series. That stuff doesn't matter. What matters is the scoreboard and how many teams have won and games and how many teams have lost the game. So it's 3-1 Knicks. That's the bottom line. It's 3-1 Knicks. And I think game five, this is the way I see it going. I think the Spurs get off to another big lead. I think a lot of people start to panic again. Even though this has been the script of this series, Spurs get off to a big lead. Knicks bounce back. They rally in all but one game. They win. I think some point around, I'm going to say anywhere from mid-second quarter to early in the third quarter, the Knicks will fight back. They will take the lead, and they will never look back. And they'll ultimately win the game by double digits, going away. I think bare minimum they win by 20. And I understand this series has been tight, but you're talking about the Spurs. Think about the psyche of this team. They just got their hearts ripped out. They just choked. The Knicks just had this amazing comeback. I think you could frame it in both ways, that they choked and the Knicks had this amazing comeback. They're a young team. They're down 3-1. On one hand, they're devastated. On the other hand, they got to be thinking, hey, we've dominated a lot of this series. I know it's 3-1, but let's take it one game at a time. And I think they'll have that mindset. I think they'll come out swinging. I think they'll come out hitting shots. I think the crowd, although there'll be a ton of Knicks fans, will be loud enough to get the Spurs players going. They'll get off to a nice big lead. And once the Knicks make their charge, San Antonio's going to go, geez, here we go again. This team just doesn't quit. They don't give up. They keep coming and coming and coming after us. And forget it. We're going to let go of the rope. Enough. Enough. We don't want to deal with this team. Let's go back to playing the Thunder and the West. They don't want the smoke. The Knicks are just pit bull terrier Wolverines that are just going to keep biting at your ankles. They will not die. They will not go away. They will not quit. And the Spurs are not ready to go to the depths that the Knicks are going to pull them into. Because 99 out of 100, any other team last night would have just packed it in. They're getting their ass kicked in the first half. They would have given you a little something maybe in the third quarter, and then they would have went and said, hey, series is tied at 2, best of 3 now. Not this Knicks team. That's not the way they're wired. That's not the way they're wired. And that's why I see no scenario where they lose 3 in a row. And I never saw a scenario where they were going to lose 4 times in this series. I figured the Spurs might get one. And that's what they've gotten, and that's all they're going to get. So early lead, maybe some panic sets in from fans. And then the Knicks, whether it's mid-second, early third quarter, they start to flex their muscles. They start to get going. They pass the Spurs. They get the lead. They never look back. And it's a double-digit victory. And most importantly, a championship. First one in 53 years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Full rack. I know we've got a lot of people that want to talk to me. We've got a few hours left to go. Don't worry. We're going to get through everybody. We'll bang through some calls here in the next segment. We'll hear from the listeners out there at 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night. And this is After Hours here on The Fan. Largest comeback win in NBA Finals history! 1023 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up later on in the show for my soccer people, and I know there's a lot of you out there, and we don't talk soccer on this. Well, Tiki does sometimes, but Tiki can get away with it. Tiki's the all-time leading rusher for the Giants. He could just come on the radio and say whatever the heck he wants. You think upper management is going to say anything to Tiki? No shot. But I'm not going to come on the air and talk soccer throughout the years here. And I'm also not a big soccer fan, but what I am is a big World Cup fan. I've always have been. Love me some World Cup. Love the history of the World Cup. So when the World Cup comes around, I'm locked in on it. And obviously the added excitement with it being here in the United States and across North America, it's very, very exciting, and it got going today. USA plays tomorrow night. So coming up later in the show, I'll give you a few predictions. You'll hear from Patriotic Tommy. I'll let you know how far I think Team USA is going to go in this World Cup. Remember, in Qatar, they were eliminated in the round of 16. So do I have them going to 16 this year, Sweet 16, or perhaps a little bit further? That'll come up later in the show. And I'll give you a few teams that I think have they're going to be, like, spoiler alert. I'm not breaking news info. I'm not going to say, I don't know, Switzerland is winning it. But there's a couple of teams that have a legitimate shot of winning it. But there are two teams I have in mind that I think have a real good shot, or teams that I'm going to invest in going into this World Cup. But that's coming up. So you'll hear from Patriotic Tommy later on in the show. And you'll also hear from Positive Tommy on Saturday. I don't know what Tommy you're hearing from now. You're probably hearing from a little bit of worn out Tommy. I got to be honest with you. Last night, and if you heard the videos, I think I've screamed so loud that I now feel like a little bit of screamed out Tommy. That's how I feel at this moment. But we still keep the energy. We still keep it a buck. We still keep it 100. Saturday, you'll hear from Positive Tommy right around 11 o'clock here on The Fan. I'll be joining Anthony Gallo for a little, we'll do the show together, a little crossover, because he's going to be on before me. 11 o'clock hour, we'll be on together, and then he's going to leave, and I'll be with you for a couple more hours as the Knicks celebrate a championship for the first time in 53 years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Paul in Levittown. What's up, Paul?
Lugie!
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on?
What do you say? Hey, buddy, got to tell you that what an epic game last night. I never doubted this team. Even at halftime when we were down 27, I just had in my head, no biggie.
Exactly.
So you're like Tommy, the great influencer.
I love it. Tommy, the great, clip that one, Connor. That's a great one. I'm influencer. I'm a trendsetter. I really set the pace and the tone in this business, whether it's the stuff I come up with or the things that I, say and do. And I really set the mark for everybody, the pace, so to speak.
The pace setter, yeah.
Yeah, pace setter.
So my question, what I called for was, did you see the clip today that was going around where Wemby tried to stomp on OG's leg,
on his
knee?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think of that? Because I heard what Craig and C-Mac thought of it. He's obviously a very dirty player. There's many examples now. I mean, the league has to do something about this. I mean,
they won't, but they should. But
they should at least fine him.
Yeah, I mean, this is partially, I think Wemby is a dirty player. I think it's partially that he's immature. And it's also that the league has, like a parent and their child, they've let him get away with so much stuff here that he thinks he could just do whatever the heck he wants. He thinks it's his league, and he can act the way he has been acting. Really, not just this series. I mean, he elbowed Naz Reid in the face. He skipped the media after the podium after they lost Game 5 against the Thunder. He's acted at times like a child. He's acted like a dirty player, sulking, sobbing, and the league has turned a blind eye to it.
I thought it was great how he was pointing to his head, saying he was getting in Mitch's head, and then it came back to bite him.
Yep, and it's just one of those situations where he is a... Look, and you know what? I think depending on the angle, too, because I've seen multiple angles with this Wemby play, sometimes it looks worse certain angles you see, it looks bad. Other angles you see, it doesn't look as bad. But he has gotten away with a lot. That's really the bottom line. And he might have been either put, like, because one angle, it depends. Like, some angles I've seen, yeah, it looks really bad. It looks like he's trying to do, like a wrestling move. Like, he's trying to take the leg out. Another play looks like he almost got unbalanced, a little bit pushed, and it doesn't look nearly as bad. Bottom line is this. Wemby has been the villain of this series. He has gotten away with some stuff. The league wants him to be the poster child and the face of the league. He has shown some immaturity. He has shown some, you know, his age and his youth. But he can be dirty out there, no doubt. This OG, I could go either way on it. Like I said, I'm starting to see more and more angles of it because I did see the one angle of it, but now I'm on social media and there are multiple angles of it. There's one angle that's really, really bad. The other angle is not as bad. But still, the intent here, I don't know. And you're also talking about Anunoby as far as all the injuries that he's had. And anytime you go in that area near someone's knee, near someone's leg, you know, you could end someone's career. So there are some angles where it doesn't look as bad. But, and I don't know what was in his head, but we've seen some plays here where he... And look, whether they are getting into Mitch's head, and Wemby's got an answer for a lot here because this was supposed to be for the national media, for the league, you know, his coronation. And he's the guy, the poster boy for the league and the future of it. And in many ways, people want him to be the present. But I'll say this about Wemby. I'm not sure Wemby has what it takes to be clutch. I'm not sure Wemby has what it takes on the inside to be that Jalen Brunson, that clutch player. That player that you look to in the final minute of a game with the game on the line, the final seconds, to take that big shot. And we've seen it in this series. He's had multiple opportunities to seal a win for the Spurs, and he hasn't gotten it done. He has a ton of talent. He has a ton of ability. He's certainly going to be a great player. But not every great player is clutch. Not every great player has what it takes on the inside to handle the pressure and handle the big moments.
We clearly weren't the most hungry in the second half.
And Wemby so far in this series has shown me that he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude and the guts to be clutch. And that heart that you need to want the ball at the end of the game to deliver at the end of the game. This is the NBA Finals. This was an opportunity for Wemby to stamp his name as the guy in this sport, and he has failed. You can talk about all the dirty plays and all this nonsense that he's done, but it boils down to he hasn't been clutch. He's made boneheaded plays at the end of the game, and I question his clutchness, and I question if he's going to be that guy for this Spurs team. Maybe Dylan Harper is the guy you look for at the end of the game, but not Wemby. And I'm not sure he's got it on the inside to be a clutch player in this sport. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call.
Tommy, the great influencer.
Thank you. Well, I am in it. Well, you don't have to look that far because things that I say on this show, you hear it on other shows. Evan and Tiki use my no biggie. And that's, I love those guys. So free of charge. They don't owe me any kind of royalties, but every other day I feel like I hear no biggie on that show. Now I don't listen. It's not because I don't want to. It's because I'm sleeping, but... And not because their show is, let me rephrase that. I work late, so I'm sleeping. That's why. It's not like I put the show on and they put me to sleep. Other than when Sean talks, he puts me to sleep. But everybody else on that show is very engaging, very entertaining. They use No Biggie all the time. And I see it in clips. I see it on the Cinco to Fatso all the time, or whatever they call that stupid thing now, Cinco to Luncho, whatever it is. The No Biggie this, the No Biggie that. No Biggie is just something you hear all the time.
No Biggie.
Even announcers have used it. Joe Davis has used it. I've heard a ton of people rip off my No Biggie. That's okay.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Because I am Tommy the trendsetter. I am
no biggie.
I am Tommy the... What did that caller just call me, Connor? I'm Tommy... What is that? What was
Tommy
that?
Tommy the great influencer.
The great influencer.
Tommy the great influencer. I like that one. I love when you guys do the nickname thing with me. That warms the cockles of my heart. Because it's one thing for me to self-nickname myself.
Tommy the complainer.
Well, thank you. Well, it's one thing to self-appoint nickname myself, but it's another thing for the audience to engage in that.
Tommy the legend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tommy the total package.
Yes, I am Lex Lugauer.
Tommy the beast Logie.
Absolutely. And we're in beast mode right now, as the Knicks have dudes, dogs, and are doing serious damage.
Damage.
Let's go to Warren G in the Bronx. What's up, Warren G?
Yo. What's up, my man? Legendary Loogie. What's goody, my guy?
What's happening?
Yo, I got two quick points. One, well, for one, you're doing your thing. Like, just keep doing your thing. You already know all that, you know. One, they got to stop saying Tommy the future. No. The boomer, that boomer voice thing. No. You're Tommy the now. Tommy the present. You already know that.
Love it.
Two, not even two. First point, they got to get you in the morning, earlier time, or like 2 o'clock, get them guys out of there.
Well, hold on a second. What's wrong with this slot? This is my slot after hours. I'm holding it down.
No.
Luke Evening. It's a pleasant, it's a very pleasant Luke Evening.
Luke Evening.
I have to change my entire shake around.
No. At 2 o'clock, them guys is cool, but they was on YouTube yesterday. They gave up. But there was a guy on the radio who didn't give up, who's actually giving the fans hope. Who actually said it's going to be a legendary game, who said it's going to be a...
Yeah, but if I was on at 2 o'clock, I wouldn't have been on at night to be that positive influence. So there you go. It's the serendipity and the stars aligning for this.
Yeah.
And I think it's also the fact that, you know, this run coinciding with me being on at nights, me being the first voice on the radio after these games, it's a special thing for me. It's a special thing for this run and the audience. So I'm so happy to be in this slot and holding it down because, yeah, I'm the first voice that you hear when these moments happen. And you heard it last night, my reaction to not only the OG tip-in, but the end of the game.
Yeah, no, I respect that. Second quick point, not to bring any negativity to this because you're positive Tommy. I'm chilling under the good influence, and I hear my name, Warren G, from, you know, Oz. First things first, my name's really Warren. Last name really starts with a G, blah, blah, blah. But all I got to say to him is he did what he said he wasn't going to do, which is call in.
He did. And Ozzy and Woodridge, you're referring to, yes.
And then, yes, and then he calls in, and he can't hate on the positivity, so he says his shirt with the, you know, the double A. We get it. But like I said, ladies love Moogie.
They do.
Keep doing your thing.
I'm always happy to send my resume when it comes to that department. That's what I tell people all the time. You think my shirt's tight? I'll be happy to show a resume of the women I've been with, and you could show me yours. And Warren G, we lost him there, but he had to come in and regulate. Warren G came in and does what Warren G does, and that's regulate. But yeah, you know, Ozzie and Woodridge, you're right. He made a pact with this show, with this audience, with me, that he would not call until this finals was over.
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
Win, lose, or draw, he would wait a couple of days and then he would call me. If you're just tuning in, Ozzie and Woodridge, who
I love. You're a total jerk.
I love Ozzie. I know the internet hates him, but I love him. I don't think upper management likes him either, but that's okay. I like Ozzy. I have no idea if they like him or not. I'm just teasing. But Ozzy is unique. You know why I like Ozzy? I'll tell you why I like Ozzy. Here's why I like him. And here's why I have a soft spot for him. Not only it's because he's a loyal listener, and I do appreciate that. Because Ozzy is an acquired taste. Much like Tommy is an acquired taste. And when I say Tommy, I mean myself. I am an acquired taste. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, Loogie, when I first heard you, I thought you sucked. Which is translation for you hate my voice, which I understand. But here's the deal.
Loogie.
It's how I sound. What do you want me to do about it? Hey, Tommy Lugauer here in Paducah. It's Tommy and the Fox on the radio. I'm not going to do a radio voice.
Loogie!
Well, that one was when I went a little too close to the sun on wings of pastrami. This one goes to 11. I went a little too high octane there. With
Loogie!
And I kind of blew a gasket there. But this is my voice. I get it. I'm not Burl Ives.
Loogie!
But I do have a high-pitched voice. There's really nothing I can do about that. I'm sorry if that offends you, if that bothers you, but...
Loogie!
Yes, I could whisper. I'm sorry, Tommy. Loogie. I know whispering, Tommy. I can't whisper the entire show. But if I could whisper the entire show to help you out with that, I could. But this is the voice. I'd like to think, cut through that and listen for the content and the entertainment and the knowledge and all that stuff. But if you can't get past the voice, you can't get past the voice. But I think a lot of people, when they first heard me, they're like, oh, God. And, you know, very opinionated. And some people rather the radio be background noise and not opinionated, which is fine. But
Tommy the Legend.
Thank you. So I'm going to tell you what I think. And yeah, at times I could be a little braggadocious, a little cocky.
Tommy the Beast Loogie.
Talking to third person. Perhaps bring in a little bit of what I love, which is pro wrestling, into the radio show, which, by the way, no one else does. So you want to separate yourselves. Connor, did he give a ladies love Loogie in there, Warren G? He had to come in regularly.
I think he did.
So we could clip that as well. Hopefully I didn't talk over him. I think he did a ladies love Loogie, which we could use a lot throughout the shows here.
Triple L. Triple L. Ladies love Loogie.
That's right. Did that caller drop off? Oh, no, they didn't. Speaking of, let's go to Steve in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Tommy.
Hey.
Love your show, but I got a bone to pick, a suggestion, and a point. I'll do them all fast. First of all, you like how we give you nicknames. I called about 2 weeks ago, lifelong Knick fan, and I said you are nothing but entertaining. You are Tommy the Entertainer.
Thank you.
And I think over all your shtick, the one thing that overrides it all is you are a great listen and entertaining.
Well, thank you.
So I would like that included.
Appreciate it.
Second thing is, I think that you need a caller like Steve Summers, and I love your imitations of Dr. Schmooze, Overnight Under the Covers, who I used to love. I think as he had Jerry Seinfeld, I think you should have either Mariska Hargitay, Kylie Jenner, or Sydney Sweeney. I think one of those three should be an amazing.
And they would be like a regular caller. They would call me a couple times a year, or even like once a year.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, Mariska, clearly, I share her love for OG.
Yeah.
I think that she could be a very good caller for you.
To be honest, I wish they would just come in studio, but I hear you. Come on the show.
Oh, hi there.
Yes, thank you.
We agree.
Throw Anne Hathaway in there while we're at it. You know, we can throw Anne Hathaway in there. Oh, hi there. The list is very long, but we're talking about people that attend Madison Square Garden, big Knick fans, and that would be a special thing. I agree. And I've had Jerry on, Seinfeld, as you know. But yes, I'd love to get Jerry on again. But yeah, the likes of the names you just mentioned, I certainly wouldn't turn any of them down, especially in studio. I think that would be a great interview.
I agree. And I hope to be simulcasted so we can watch
that. We'll put it on YouTube.
Third thing, and this is my suggestion, lifelong Yankee and Knicks fan, and I know you're a Mets fan, but I haven't heard this analogy. When I was watching that corner and watched Jose Alvarado spin and then hit that three, the spin move and then the three after, and to me those are two of the biggest shots of the game to make all the others relevant.
Yep.
I said this to you last time I called. Mike Brown, first of all, I think you make the analogy to Joe Torre. that no one really wanted him when he came here.
I was just about to say, are you gonna, and then Tibbs would be Buck.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And so you make the total analogy of Tibbs is Buck.
Yep.
And Mike Brown has come in here, and the fact that he played Brunson and Alvarado together.
Brilliant.
And found the combination.
Yep.
And it also just goes to Leon Rose. And that was my last point, is that that man, forgetting Alvarado for a second-round pick, it just punctuates everything he has done to give Mike Brown this team. And it's so beautiful that Alvarado made that big of a difference, and that OG, who is my favorite Nick since John Starks, and I've been a fan since all those Ewing years and before that, and I've been waiting 50 years for this, but I have to say that OG has moved all the way past Oakley to only behind Starks, my favorite player in any sport, that OG is that two-way player that is him and Brunson, Tommy, are three words, flat-out winners.
Yep.
That's what the two of them are.
Yep.
Flat-out winners. They're going to find a way to win no matter what.
And those are the guys, and I appreciate all the stuff there. Great stuff, Steve. You can give, and both of them are super talented. But I'd rather have guys like that, that maybe they're not the most talented, like the top echelon, you know, top three in the sport. Give me the guys that will do anything to win and never give up and have a ton of all the intangibles. You talk about being a Yankee fan, you know, Jeter and O'Neill, Posada and Bernie. Give me guys like that any day of the week over the... Now, to have a super talented player as well, to put in that mix, great. But you want those winners. And these guys are winners. And they have won. And now they're one step away from the big one. Let's go to Frank in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Tommy, to piggyback off the last caller, the genesis of this whole thing is the Knicks getting shut down by KD and Kyrie.
Spot on.
Just to have some taste of relevance, to have a playoff game, baby. And they pivoted from that and signed Julius Randle for 1 year, $20 million. And they built him up into a second-team All-NBA player and parlayed that into use Devo to get Karl Anthony Towns.
Yep.
And they traded Reddish and Archie Diakono for Hart.
For Hart, yep.
Quickly, and RJB for OG.
Yep.
And they came back to the Nets, giving them five picks for their last starter, Mikal Bridges. So the Nets doing something that they never see here in New York sports, helping and the crosstown rivals win a championship.
They did.
Contributing a starting player to their team.
And
what's going on right now, Wemby seems to take it personal to himself. He gets flustered when he gets scored upon or rebounded upon on his own end. And he uses the energy and disrupts his offensive game. On the other side, he plays out of himself. And that's the key. They have Towns in the game. Have that force on Wemby just to get in his head that he's not used to having people crash the glass on him and finish on him like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's particularly.
Yeah, no, it's got to be. It's got to. Listen, and that's why the Knicks, when they matched up well going into this series, the Thunder lived in fear of Wemby. That's why they match up so well against him. Wemby throws off everything the Thunder want to do. And Chet Holmgren was legitimately bleeping in his pants in Game 7 and was scared to death and was on the bench in the clutch moments. And now this Knick team, they're not afraid of Wemby. And with all the antics, they have not been scared. And the first point you brought up, which is why I tried to jump in there because I don't want to gloss over it, I think we should thank the Nets as Knick fans because the Nets are just as responsible for this championship. And KD and Kyrie, and the Nets trading us Mikal Bridges.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
And even though Evan feels like he's never going to win a championship, and even though he hasn't seen a championship.
Let's go Knicks.
Evan, you could go to bed tonight knowing that part of this championship, a little slither, we'll cut off a little slither of this championship and give it to you, my friend.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
You and your basketball team get a little bit of the credit for this championship. So enjoy it, Evan. And we want you at the parade to enjoy this because you and your basketball team played a part in this.
Let's go Knicks.
I would like to thank Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving for picking the Nets.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Because without that, there would be no championship. There would be no Brunson. There would be no OG. There would be no Karl Anthony Towns. There would be no moment that we got last night.
The Nets still in the league.
The hapless Nets.
So I want to thank both of those individuals for not wanting the smoke of Madison Square Garden.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Because at the time, it felt like our darkest hour as Knicks fans, as we were pushed to the side for the Brooklyn Nets. The two blockbuster names took their talents to Brooklyn. And it felt like, oh boy, this could be the straw that breaks the back of the Knicks fan base.
Brooklyn Nets suck.
Right. Little did we know that that situation in Brooklyn would be an abject failure.
Let's go Knicks. The Brooklyn Nets suck.
The biggest failure in the history of not only New York sports, but all of sports.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Thank you. As that team did not even make it to the finals.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
They were chaos. They were the infighting. They were dismantled, disbanded. And now the remains are the hunt for ping pong balls.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
And through that, the Knicks built a championship team brick by brick.
The New York Knicks run New York City!
And now, I think at this moment, it's important we as Knicks fans, we thank not only KD, not only Kyrie, but also the Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
And this could be Evan's first championship. So I know he's the leader of the Coalition of Knicks Haters, but in many ways, this championship, Evan, it belongs to you, buddy.
Let's go Knicks.
It belongs to you, buddy. And the excitement and joy that you had when those two individuals signed with your basketball team.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go Knicks.
Little did you know, little did we all know that that decision by those two gentlemen, it would change forever basketball in this town.
The New York Knicks run New York City!
The Knicks are on the verge of a championship. They're on the verge of a dynasty. And your team is on the verge of the play-in tournament.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Nobody's left. Party's just begun.
So thank you. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Sean Marks. Thank you, Nets. Thank you, KD. Thank you, Kyrie.
The hapless Nets.
And if any one of you want to show up for the parade, you're more than welcome.
Nets still in the league.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I think so. They will join the millions and millions and millions of people that will be at that parade.
Next win!
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Chris is in Monmouth County. What's up, Chris?
Tommy.
What's happening?
It's happening.
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks for taking a call.
Of course.
It's happening. Boomer and Geo referenced you multiple times this morning. The dudes, the dogs, the damage.
Oh, did they? Tommy's nice. Appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm not kidding around.
Awesome.
Tommy's been the positive voice through and through,
mm-hmm.
all the way.
Of course. Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, point for you, but something before that. You're mentioning Evan over and over.
Well, I'm thanking him for this championship because he played a hand in it in his basketball team.
And by the way, I was the one who told you a few weeks ago he did not invite you to the game. He invited C-Mac.
Yes, he did.
Okay?
Yes.
Not cool.
Mm-hmm.
So all...
Agreed.
All kidding aside.
Yeah.
If that show doesn't on their own accord invite you as a guest caller when the Knicks win the championship, to get your thoughts and emotions, even though you're on the radio, even though you're a partner, you probably see them in the hallway, they can hear you on your show. Every show on a fan has one of the other hosts call in when something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They, on their own accord, should be saying, we need to get Tommy on the line during our show. And we need to interview Tommy. Because the reality is, you're the one that said last year the Knicks did not lose to the Boston Celtics. They lost to attrition. If you don't remember that, I'm sure you do.
The Pacers, yeah.
No, you said the Celtics, but that's fine.
I said that to the Celtics? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Absolutely. Tommy.
Chris, I love you, but it was the Pacers.
All right. Does it matter? Pacers, Celtics? Does it matter either way?
We're going through the history of positive, Tommy, but it was the Pacers. Either way, they were going to face the Celtics.
Lou Gower is a generational talent.
And that was said this morning. So here's the other part. I know you have your thoughts on the 90s Knicks. I get it. Mm-hmm. They didn't win. They were your team, but they didn't win anything. But what makes this sweeter, and I was telling Connor, the fact that those Knicks fought so hard and they never won, but they gave everything. Charles Smith, finger roll, Reggie Miller. Now that these Knicks, our Knicks today, are doing this, and those guys are cheering them on with authenticity.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It means everything.
Yep.
This is why it's special.
Yes.
And by the way, Tommy, I want to win in the Garden, but I'll tell you this. I am absolutely fine if we went on the road. I think we need to take it because nothing is guaranteed. But I'm telling you, I was shaking. It's a real moment. And people that don't understand, but we know Tommy, it's happening. And shout out to you. Shout out to all the Knicks fans. Hey, Evan,
the Knicks are going to win the championship, and you, Kendrick, and you're the other guy we're talking about, you know, the guy who's the caller and hates the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or there's several, the coalition.
But Tommy, do you agree that they should call you on their own accord and invite you on the show?
Well, here's the problem, Chris, and I appreciate it. If I say anything right now, I'm not sure if Evan's listening, but there's always eyes and ears out there of the coalition, and no matter what I say here, it'll be fed to them. So I'm not going to say anything about it. We'll see what happens. We'll all find out together. Because if I say something one way or the other, it will be stooged off to Evan. 888-8081, and then that will dictate what he wants to do. Because it's always a human game of chess with Evan.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
But I can't say it enough how much I'm thankful to him and his basketball team and the stars that signed with his team. Because if not for that, if they had signed with the Knicks, KD and Kyrie, we as Knicks fans would have suffered the same fate that Net fans had suffered, and perhaps we would be sitting here more worried about ping pong balls than we are wins.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
And instead of being one win away from a championship, we would be where the Nets are.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Let's go to Brock in Huntington. What's up, Brock?
How you doing it, Tommy? I just wanted to, you know, we're talking about the Knicks, and obviously they made a lot of plays down the stretch to make that.
Yeah.
That game, you know, happened to make that unbelievable memory happen for all of us. I'm looking at this, and I haven't really been listening to the radio all day. I'm sure you're more privy to what's been going on, but I look at this moment specifically in the game as a huge turning point, because that momentum, it was like a tidal wave against us at halftime. I mean, it was hard to find anything positive. And I mean, I want to take you back here. It's like 9:27 left in the third. Knicks are down by 29 points at this point, the maximum they're down by in the game. That's when that flagrant foul happened. Now, when that flagrant foul happened, it seemed like Wembanyama, on defense specifically, he turned invisible. He went so timid and afraid and nervous about it. It seemed so obvious to me that they were just chopping up that Spurs defense. From that point on, from 9:27 in the third, they're down 29. They outscored the Spurs 55-25 by 30 points to win by one. I mean, that moment in the game was where that tidal wave of momentum shifted that was necessary in order to even, like, just spark the fuse, man. And I don't know if people have been talking about it a lot, the importance of that moment, but it really just made him like an invisible player on the defensive end. He was so nervous about everything, you know, because he's suspended if he gets another flagrant. All this stuff's going on. I just feel, I don't know if that's been overlooked as much, but that was when they were up by the max, and that's when everything changed.
Yeah, and then everything, like you said, went the Knicks' favor pretty much. And I think that's something you can circle and pinpoint as kind of the start of the comeback. But to me, the comeback is great, but it boils down to what this series has boiled down to, and that is the Knicks being able to execute in the clutch, and the Spurs not being able to execute in the clutch. And that comes with experience that the Knicks have in spades, and the Spurs don't have it all. And I also think San Antonio hasn't identified their Jalen Brunson. I think Dylan Harper certainly fits that profile, but I guess what do I know? They don't seem to agree with me. And I know he's 20 years old, but when I watch the Spurs, the guy I'm most impressed in is him. Shout out to Don Bosco. Shout out to Rutgers. He's 20 years old, but he's a superstar in the making. He's scary out there. Like, anytime he touches the ball, I'm like, please pass it. Prefer anybody else to have the ball, including Wemby. And he would be the guy I would have with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. And maybe they'll learn that in time. They're still trying to figure things out. They're still trying to figure out their personnel. And this is why the Knicks catching San Antonio at this time was perfect for them. Because they're getting a team that is still trying to figure it out. They're still learning. They're super young. Their three-star players are all under the age of 23. I don't think they have the maturity yet to handle this situation. And it certainly doesn't help matters when their veteran guy they have that actually plays mid. I'm not talking about Cornette or Harrison Barnes, but a guy that, you know, De'Aaron Fox is here to be that veteran presence and be a big-time player for them. And he looked like a 20-year-old last night.
We clearly weren't the most hungry in the second half.
Well, they were arrogant, and they just chucked up a bunch of threes. They didn't go to Wemby down low. But even through all of that, even with all those mistakes, at the end of the game, if they had just executed, if De'Aaron Fox pulls that ball out and gets fouled, they go up three. I still think the Knicks win the game, but at least San Antonio would have done everything in their power late in the game to execute, Wemby hitting some free throws, and they could look in the mirror and say, you know what, we blew a big lead, but in the clutch moments, because this is a tight series, the point spreads are the point spread was 2.5 points last night, so as usual, Vegas knows what they're doing. And it opened at 1.5, so it was right on the number. These are close games. They're supposed to be close games. That's another reason why. I mean, when one team has a big lead, it's like these games are supposed to be closer. So in all likelihood, they're going to get close. They've all been close. So even with a big lead like the Spurs had, I'm thinking this game is going to get close. And if it gets close, I've seen the Knicks execute way more in close games than I've seen the Spurs. And that continued last night. And it continued in a historical way, a memorable way that we will never, ever, ever forget. For as long as we're all on this earth, we will tell our kids, our grandkids about that night that they heard me. No, I'm just kidding. That night that they saw OG Anunoby tip the ball in. Now, speaking of that, we are one win away from not only the Knicks winning a championship, but we are one win away from the first ever triple bang from Mike Breen. That's what we are one win away from. Mike Breen, who joined the Roommates podcast with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, hey, look, I'm going to bust out a triple bang if you guys win a championship.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Now, that, of course, is a soundbite. That's not actually Mike doing the triple bang. It's just more of a solo bang into a triple bang. And we've heard double bangs. We even heard a premature bang from Mike Breen in this playoffs. But we've yet to hear the triple bang. But based on what Mike Breen said, and what moment better than this? The Knicks are going to win a championship. Now, whether it's the final call, so to speak, or a clutch three from Brunson, maybe Mike gets a game winner in game five. But either way, I'm expecting it. We're all expecting it. We've been waiting forever for the first ever triple bang from the legendary voice of the Knicks, Mike Breen. And I, for one, as excited as I am for this championship, for this moment, I am equally excited for that first ever triple bang. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan. Another hour to go here on the Big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours. I see a full bank of calls. We're going to get to everybody. We'll squeeze everybody in. Later on this hour, Patriotic Tommy will join the show. He'll let you know how far he thinks Team USA will go in the World Cup. And also, I'll give you a few more picks when it comes to the soccer as well, and your calls on the Knicks throughout the final hour here on After Hours. It's Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Nobody's left. Party's just begun.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.